Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 186, The Cost of Low Expectations. Low expectations. What does it mean? I think we often speak more about high expectations or too high expectations and how they can either damage us or damage our children or make us feel less than. But I really wanted to reflect on the opposite end of the spectrum of low expectations and the cost of having low expectations. So I went to the Google and I looked up low expectations, and I was really very surprised to find that low expectations is actually what our culture at this point considers more appropriate for us. There's a psychologist, Barry Schwartz, and he's the author of The Paradox of Choice, and he said, the secret to happiness is low expectations. There was another quote that said, disappointment occurs when a situation or outcome is worse than we expected. By intentionally setting expectations low, we decrease the likelihood of becoming disappointed or angry when life happens. So, rather than experiencing the ups and downs of life and learning to navigate them, pop culture would have you believe it's better to stay in the state of limiting your dreams, your goals, your relationships, limiting all your interaction with the world, just so you aren't disappointed. We've become a culture that can't seem to live through disappointment, as if disappointment is just too hard for us to deal with. So rather than allow for the option of disappointment in our life, we learn to make decisions and lower our goals, limit our interpersonal relationships to surface level, simply to avoid being disappointed. Now, I'm not talking about doing more. I'm talking about being more, living more deeply, loving more sacrificially, committing more to the work it takes to make our dreams come true. This is not about having high expectations to keep up with the Joneses, but rather, how much can we explore the depths of our God-given gifts? Who are you made to be? How big and amazing and fulfilling can your life be? When we were children, there were no limits on who we could be or how deeply we could love or what the world offered us. We had energy and passion and desire. We dreamed of amazing marriages and well-behaved children and an idyllic home life. So here in St. Louis, we're in wedding season. A lot of children of our friends are getting married. And we also just experienced the birth and baptism of our 19th grandchild. And in both cases, a new marriage, a new baby, there's so much hope. Everyone is future-focused. How great marriage will be. Who and what will this new baby become? We think of all the possibilities for life and the future. And then things get hard, and we raise the white flag. In our marriage, we find out that our spouse has faults that we didn't know would totally get on our nerves. He has opinions that are different than ours. How dare he? He comes to marriage with his own beliefs and stories about how life should be, and often we don't really know his beliefs and stories, nor do we know ours for that matter, until we're in a particular situation where each spouse looks at that situation differently. And we can't understand how they could see it so differently. Before we got married, we saw all the possibilities of our relationship. We would have fun and laugh and do amazing things together and grow old together. And maybe now you don't see any possibilities. Maybe now you think marriage is just too hard. I can't have what I wanted anymore. He won't change, and I can't change. And so we settle for cohabitating, but not really connecting. We reduce high hopes for a fulfilling relationship with our spouse for the low expectations of, let's just get through this. We decide that this is it. This is the best it will ever be. And the cost of settling for that low expectation is that whatever this looks like will be the best it can ever be, because you've given up on all that it could be. Marriage is hard. We've been married 39 years. I'm not going to tell you it was a walk in the park. It is not. You'll have days and years where you question if you'll ever have the relationship that you wanted with your husband. That's life. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's amazing. If we decide to stop striving for the amazing, we will never get there. How about your children's behavior and your family life? I have coached so many women who never imagined that their children could actually stop tantrums and obey them and respect their authority. Women who are not enjoying the life they have with their children. They think, my children are just strong-willed. I can't do anything more than manage this. I can't get them to stop complaining, whining, disrespecting me. They won't clean their room, do their chores, be kind to their siblings. They have low expectations for their children's behavior, and they deceive themselves with thoughts like, my children are just so strong-willed. Side note, all children are strong-willed. It's our job to help them manage their will. Okay, end of rant. Moms also think that they won't listen. The kids won't listen. There's nothing I can do. Or maybe you have low expectations of what your children can accomplish in life. And it isn't about getting into Harvard just to say you got into Harvard. It's about using their God-given gifts to do their very best in school and at home. And what about your home? Do your children contribute to the cleaning and orderliness of the home? Do they have chores to do every day and then big ones on the weekend? Or do you say, well, they have homework and soccer and dance and all kinds of other things to do. They don't have time to do chores around the house. Chores that usually take 10 minutes or less. That's setting low expectations for your children. The dream of a happy home where all members of the family respect each other and obey their parents becomes a dream many women believe is no longer possible simply because they have set low expectations for their children and for their motherhood. And so they set their expectations to just surviving, getting through the day, hoping that today they don't lose it and scream at the kids. But it's easier to live in the low expectation of overwhelm and maybe a little martyr complex thrown in than to raise your expectations for your children to become independent, self-sufficient, responsible humans. The cost of those low expectations of your children's behavior is that they don't learn virtues, virtues that they need in order to be truly happy as children and as adults. And the cost to you is feeling overwhelmed because you can't do it all, because you truly can't and shouldn't do it all. You end up living a life of managing rather than mothering. If we have low expectations for our children, for ourselves, for our relationship with our spouse, and for what life offers, our children will embrace the same destruction of low expectations for their life as well. What are the expectations of the state of your home? It won't be perfect, And certainly there are times in our lives when we just can only do the minimum. But if we don't have as our goal a bright and cheerful, clutter-free, clean environment that truly nurtures those who live there, if we settle for the low expectation of clutter and junk taking over our space, we won't ever experience the haven our home was meant to be. Finally, who are you? What are your expectations for yourself as a wife, a mother, a woman in the world? What are your dreams and hopes for your life? When was the last time you even asked yourself this question? Where do you see yourself in 5, 10, or 20 years? Is it a happy, fulfilling future, or is it depressingly similar to the hard of now? Do you show up for your life as your best self? Do you take the time? Because you won't find the time. You have to schedule it and take it to take care of your appearance. If you work outside the home, do you create the space and routines so that you're not always rushing from one thing to the next? Do you connect with what is most important in your life, your husband and your children? Are you at peace even in the midst of crazy? If you're home full-time, how do you take care of yourself? Do you take the time to take care of yourself? Do you do your hair? Maybe put some makeup on? Dress in something other than tired yoga pants, which just screams to the world, I'm too lazy to change out of workout clothes. And maybe you're not even working out, but you settle for what's easy rather than dressing yourself thoughtfully. I hear many women who say, I didn't even get a shower today. The expectation for themselves is so low, they don't even care for their bodies well. They say, I don't have time to take care of myself. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not buying it. It is just easier to not take care of yourself because caring for yourself would mean getting up a little earlier or going to bed a little earlier or maybe having a tough conversation with your husband about asking for his help with the children or the house so that you can show up as your best self. Maybe it's also creating higher expectations for how you show up, creating routines and habits so that you can show up as your best self. The low expectations we have for ourselves in fulfilling our vocation, our purpose in life, is exactly what steals us of our joy. What are the costs of low expectations? We don't live fully the life God called us to live, and we know it. We limit ourselves, and we feel it. We confirm we can't be all we had hoped as we continue to be just enough to get by. And our self-esteem suffers. It becomes non-existent. Our confidence drops. Our connection with our husband and our children dissolves. Our joy becomes a sliver of what it can be. And our children take on that just enough mindset. We do the minimum. We give a little. We are placeholders in a world that needs us to be more than that, that needs us to be who we were created to be. Life just is joy and pain, happy and sad, fulfilling and disappointing. That is the human experience. Don't be afraid of the pain or the sadness or disappointment or the work and sacrifice it takes to have the life you know you were made for. Embrace all of it. That is what it means to truly live. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.